This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris thanked President Joe Biden for his service to the country in her first public appearance on Monday since he abruptly abandoned his reelection bid and endorsed her as his successor.
Our President Joe Biden fights for the American people, and we are deeply, deeply grateful for his service to our nation.
Harris did not specifically refer to her new status as the leading Democratic candidate for president after Biden stepped aside on Sunday under growing pressure from fellow Democrats. Voters are reacting on Monday after Biden's decision to not seek re-election upended this year's presidential campaign. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns reports.
In the Midwest state of Ohio, Democratic voter Richard Freeman says Biden would have lost to Donald Trump.
Well, I think it's a good decision. I think he didn't have a chance against Trump. Too many people were concerned about his age, which I was too.
Vice President Harris is the first choice for Washington State voter Jill Holm.
I'm rooting for Kamala. Love to see a female up there, you know, and I think Kamala is incredibly sharp.
While Biden is backing Harris to replace him as the Democratic Party's presidential nominee, that is a decision for delegates to the party's convention next month in Chicago. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
The head of the agency responsible for protecting U.S. politicians, the director of the Secret Service, says the roof where a shooter opened fire at Donald Trump's rally was identified as a potential vulnerability days before the event. Director Kimberly Cheadle made the comments on Monday as she was grilled by lawmakers over the July 13th assassination attempt of the Republican presidential nominee. She told lawmakers on July 13th,